Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name is John Moy. I have no beard, and it makes me really depressed. So say nice things only, or I will hurt myself. Wow, tough intro, huh?
Damn.
Jake is back home in Denver. I drove him to the airport early this morning. I am in Lavalette, New Jersey still. The Yankees are still looking to clinch the East. One win away from doing so, Jake. Big news today that I'm sure we will cover tonight on the podcast. Doesn't really pertain to this game about Domingo Germán, so we'll get to that later on. How are you doing, Jake? How was your flight and all that?
Flight was good. Airport stuff went well. And yeah, there's weird vibes around Yankee land right now. Bad, the awful news about Germán, the allegations. It's like genuinely the phrase of there's a black cloud hanging over everything. Because especially this time of year where the games only mean so much, it's just talk about a whirlwind 12 hours, 24 hours. We're staying up late seeing if Tampa would lose, and we're going to do the clinch and the celebration, and all the guys were hanging out and happy Boone at the press conference, and here we are a few hours later, and it's just totally different vibe around Yankee land.
Yeah, I think they can overcome it. It's shitty for Germán. Bad guy. It's looking like bad guy. It's looking like it happened at CC's event in front of everyone. So
yeah, we'll see. Nobody really knows, but it doesn't look good.
Doesn't look good. Anyway, the lineup for today's game is DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Giancarlo Stanton is batting second and DHing. Voit's at first base. Didi's at short. Gio the God at third. Cameron Maben in left field. Brett Gardner in center field. Clint Frazier in right field. Romine on behind the dish, batting ninth. And Tanaka on the mound. If Clint misplays a ball in right field, I do believe Tanaka gets to punch Boone, Cashman, or someone from the analytics department in the face. I do believe that to be the case.
Yeah.
All of his errors in right have come from Tanaka. All the just drop balls. Remember, Tanaka was just looking out there, and then he looked at the dugout and was like, why are you giving me this guy?
Yeah, but I guess it spins into the whole thing. Like, they're not playing Clint out there because he's the best right fielder today. We're still in rest.
But Tanaka has it. It can hurt Tanaka's bottom line.
Right.
Yeah. So if it happens, I think Tanaka has all the right to be upset.
Okay.
But other than that, no Judge. Still a good lineup. I mean, we thought they might be celebrating, and then they were going to do a full punt day if they clinched, but they didn't celebrate. So let's hopefully this clinches, because the Angels lineup is nobody who cares. My best friend Calhoun, Hall of Famer Pujols, nobody defense, nobody, nobody, nobody who cares.
Hermosillo. Yeah, no Judge, no Glaber. That's the other big guy missing from the Yankees lineup today. But the Angels, it's been my running theme of the pregame show. They're bad. They got the win yesterday. Some decent pitching by them. Some bad defense by us. Let's tidy that up, Voiter and Ottavino. That was about as bad as it gets. I don't know, just win and clinch.
Win and clinch. Do you have like a what to watch for lineup wise? Is Stanton the focus? And I kind of like Maben's intangibles, like stealing, kind of doing something a little different, whether it's, you know, a grinder at bat where he takes a lot of pitches. I don't need Maben to hit a home run. I don't need him to go 3 for 5. But I want to see him do something where you're like, he can bring that to the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're looking for. Playoff attributes at this point. Stanton, eyes on him the rest of the way. Like Voit, if he gets a couple ground balls today, take care of him. Like, let's not that make that a late season story that Voit's defense is getting worse. Maybe Didi gets some walks. People are still mad about Didi's stats. Like, I don't know. He's on pace for 35 home runs if he played the whole season. But, like, his on-base percentage is low. It's, like, 280 or something. So, I Didi getting on base.
Yeah, all right. We are – Tanaka's throwing. He has pretty good numbers against the Angels lineup. Simmons – has decent numbers against him, 5-for-15 with a homer. Other than that, Jake, it's not a lot of at-bats, but it's pretty good. And then we're facing Andrew Haney. Oof. Edwin's got two homers. Wouldn't be nice to have him out there. Who's got hits versus Haney? Let's see. Didi's 2-for-8. Gardner's 2-for-6. And that's really all. Not a lot of history there.
Not a ton of experience against young, handsome Andrew Haney.
Haney's coming off a terrible outing against the Tampa Bay Rays. 3.1 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, and his 2 starts before that, 4 earned runs to the White Sox, 4 earned runs to the Red Sox, then 2 good starts in a row. So he's coming off 3 poor outings in a row. It would be really nice if the Yankees can just add to that right away.
Yeah, he's having an interesting year. His strikeouts are up a decent amount. The hits and home runs and walks are all around the same stuff, but he hasn't been getting the same results as last year. Last year, he had a 4.15 ERA in 30 starts. That's pretty solid strikeout per inning. This year, more than a strikeout per inning, but 4.76 ERA. We'll see what Andrew Haney's out there today.
We will see. All right. Bullpen, they used everyone yesterday.
Yeah.
So what do they do today, Jake? What is the goal here? I mean, is it Tanaka for 12?
Tanaka for 12 is fine. Yeah, man, I don't know. It depends what.
All right, like, I'll run down the list for you, okay?
Right.
Chance Adams is available if you want to lose. Dellin Betances out for the season. Zach Britton threw 14 pitches yesterday. He can pitch again if need be. Luis Sessa, who's like...
Do we think some of the big guys are already on throwing schedule? Like, do you think they might not go back-to-back with some of these guys?
No, not yet. Not yet. Chapman hasn't pitched in 6 days.
Okay.
So he might get Chapman an inning time.
Yeah.
Nestor's very available. That sucks. Damn. Nestor's very available. Domingo obviously is not. Chad Green threw 24 pitches yesterday, so I doubt he's available. Heller. Hey, we could see Heller get some good innings, like a close inning. See what he's got. And I don't know what the plan is with Jordan Montgomery, but, I mean, he's making a start soon. What's the plan with him?
I don't know. And Michael King is the guy who got the call.
Michael King day.
Maybe, or maybe Michael King is supposed to be the guy that like piggybacks with Monty. There are some unknowns that hopefully we find out in the coming hours a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it'd be cool to get Chapman some work.
All right, so I got it as Tanaka to Heller to Britton to Chapman.
Okay. That works for me.
Or we score a bajillion runs, and then it's just Tanaka to Heller.
Yeah, Tanaka, Nestor.
Don't
like
throw
that.
Nestor in there.
Sorry.
You got to be up like 8 to throw Nestor.
He's working on it. He's going to get better.
I like that tweet.
It's a good tweet.
It's a good tweet. What was the official, like, I will get better? Or something so simple.
I will get better, like, I'm working on it or something like that.
It's a good tweet.
Yeah.
I liked it. Ugh, I'm going to pull it up. I didn't even know Nestor Cortez had a Twitter.
The Hialeah Kid?
How do you spell his name?
Mr. Cortez.
I can't find it. Anyway. All right, let's move on to Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
He tweeted out, I will turn it around.
Yeah, I like that. It's good. A good tweet. I will turn it around.
I will turn it.
Acknowledging that he's been brutal lately. So
yeah.
That's what you like. That's what the part of that tweet that you like. Homer Draft, Jake. I am up 2-0 on this series. I got Judge yesterday.
Wow.
So go me, go me, go me, go me, and go me. And I get the first pick today.
Huge.
For those keeping track at home, I cannot take Glaber, Judge, Higgy, or Romine. So I will take... Ooh, okay. I'm going to take Voit and Stanton.
Okay. I like it. Meat.
Mm-hmm.
Meat on meat. Let's see. Who's out there for daddy? Took Stanton, DJ, Gio. I mean, give me Liberty. Give me Clint. That's obvious. Clint and Romine.
Wow.
8-9 today.
Clint and Romine. All right. What do you think the over-under is? Tanaka versus Haney. It's been under both days, I believe.
So, 9.5.
You think so again?
I think so.
I think they're gonna keep it at 10 from yesterday. Unless it's been under, so maybe they're just going unders.
Adapt or die. Over under is 9, Jimmy.
Damn. I'm just saying the over, and this is solely based on like what I want.
Okay.
I want the Yankees. Oh, dude, I think it's the under. I can't go against what I think. I think it's the under.
Okay, I'm going over.
Good. Need someone on the over. Need someone on the over. I want the Yanks to win big, but I see them doing like a 6-0, 6-2 game.
Well, I think they get a couple big hits. And, Jim, we read that bullpen thing, and I think we might see a couple guys not so high Yanks, but... 8-4, Yanks winning clinch.
Nice, like that. All right, let's go to the chat. Let's see. Where's Jake's beard? Yeah, he took it off. I'm just here for the cabinets. A lot of people said they heard the cabinet stuff on the voicemail episode, so they came to check them out, and now they're focused on them.
Get that?
You get that. Malcolm Forbes, richest man in the chat, says we are clinching today. We'll be more happy after the game. Let this dark cloud leave the team tonight. Okay. I like that. I'm trying to find... They should throw Otto back out there right away to shake the last few off. Agree with that, right? Like, so bad yesterday that maybe it is the remedy. Don't sit on this. Like, let's just get you out there versus the Angels at home, a comfortable setting. I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, how many, only concern, how many bullets? He threw 19 pitches yesterday.
Yeah, and 4 days off before that. So maybe.
Yeah.
Is Jake moving to New Jersey? ? Nope.
I think so.
No.
No.
Unless New York won't have you.
There's a chance.
Yeah, you haven't checked yet.
No.
I kind of like your hair the way it is now.
Thanks. Showered.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's like bangs. I like it.
Okay.
It's playful.
I like your face like that. It's clean shaven. It's nice.
No, I don't like it. I can do a little, like, I'm happy to know that I can do a little, like, I can get closer than I was. Like, I was too scared to even have just a little stubble.
Right.
Which I think I can do now, but the razor won't be ever happening again.
Yeah.
Unless I get, like, sickly, lose a ton of weight, and then maybe I kick the sickness, and they have to do a facial surgery, and they're like, we need a shave.
Okay.
Other than that. I have a real question. Great. This is good, but I lost it. Okay, here it is. From Mr. Pizza Face. Why can I donate on the John Boy channel but not on the pregame? Oh, good question. I think I don't have it set up. Really? I think I just don't have that set up. Jim, did you ever get cotton chops? What's cotton chops? Mutton chops? What are cotton chops?
I'd ask you.
I don't know. What?
You're the guy that someone thought had them.
What are cotton chops? Will you allow me to do a quick Google?
Always.
Cotton chops. Oh. It's just a different way to say cotton mouth. Never heard that before. Yeah, sure. I get that. Who hasn't? I think that's all, Jake. A lot of bigger topic conversations that we will have tonight on the podcast after the game. Because we got a big wrench thrown in the mix. And it, like, part of me, like, everyone's like, react. You got to react. You know, like, what's your reaction? I'm like, dude, I don't know. It feels wrong to, like, tweet about, like, how this affects the team so instantly. Like, it just kind of, it's shitty for off-the-field reasons, and we'll let that die down. And then there is big conversations of how does this affect the team. But to just dive into that right away felt kind of like, I don't know. Nah. We'll wait. Yeah. Wait till we hear
more. Don't know the answers yet, but we know it's not good.
Sucks. All right, that ends this show. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with us. Jake, last words?
Clinch.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.